The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Good morning, Long Island, and welcome to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM, keeping an eye on autism and giving a voice to its Long Island community. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Romas, and again, so glad that you can join us this morning as we share and explore all relevant issues related to autism spectrum disorder. Well, today's conversation is a follow-up to my chat with DDI Director of Development, Gene Smith, and will feature Melissa Tallis and Alana Alvarez. Melissa is DDI's grant development writer and researcher, and Alana is our development assistant. Welcome, ladies. Thank you guys for making this time, you know, right out of the gate. Well, you know, this is going to be, I feel like it could be an important show to listeners, because when we first brought this up with Gene, there was some excitement, and we were hoping to create a little fervor around the Walk in the Park fundraiser that was held only a couple of weeks ago, I believe on September 15th. It was meant to be a fundraiser for sure, right? But it was also supposed to be a celebration with, you know, families, yep, and right, and friends of DDI and people interested in autism. So for listeners who participated in that first conversation with Gene, let's bring our listeners up to speed. What was it, a success? The good, the bad, and the not ugly. The good, bad, and the ugly. Let's talk about the walk.
Yeah. So everything turned out really well. Melissa, myself, and Gene, it was all of our first times at the walk. So do you really know what to expect?
Gotcha. No, you don't. How was the turnout? Was that what you expected, more or less? What did that look like?
The turnout was definitely more than what we expected. There was probably roughly, I would say, just about 300 people there.
Well, that's
whether
very nice.
They were family, friends, nice, volunteers. So that was great to see a lot of support.
Excellent. I actually was there in the morning. I stayed for the morning, and I saw people coming in, you know, really from the very beginning of the day and steadily throughout the morning into the midday. And people were like kind of like buying up T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Popular item.
I bought one simply because I really liked the design. I just thought it was really... Did one of our guys do that, or did somebody in...
Yeah. So one of the students from the Smithtown location, the Children's Day Program, he actually designed it. We had all the students, whoever wanted to participate, submit their artwork, and we had another individual from our adult program come in, and he kind of judged it, and he picked the one that he liked the best.
Well, I think you guys picked well, because when I saw them out there, and by the time I got in there, some people were already wearing them, and mm-hmm, I said, you know, I have to have one of these, and now I do, you know, so very cool, very, very cool. So, you know, let's circle back a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, support functions, and I guess your roles and mine right now too is largely in the way of support of DDI. So what do I mean? I want to talk about like people like us and people like yourselves. How did you get into development? You know, Melissa, what are your thoughts? I mean, what was your experience prior to coming to DDI?
I came from a special education background. I taught in the city for about 6 years before I came to DDI. I saw that there was a position at DDI that involved research and writing, two things that I'm absolutely passionate about.
Yeah.
And it was a chance to help people with autism and developmental disabilities, which was my favorite thing to do as a special ed teacher. And I was really intrigued to see what happens to the students after they age out at age 21. So that,
oh, yes,
that pulled me,
yes,
in.
Yes, yeah. That's interesting you say that, because that remains, truthfully, an ongoing challenge for families and certainly for people on the spectrum as they get older, because as we know, some of that funding, sadly and unfairly, seems to dry up, and people really seem to be at a loss, off the cliff, if you will, at a particular point in their lives, and it is very challenging. I personally find it interesting that you were a special ed teacher, and I guess I'd like to know a little bit more. I'll come to that in a moment. I'm going to ask you to think about that to the extent that your background as a teacher informs and affects the work you do now that might be described as behind the scenes.
Yes.
And Alana, too, you know, I'm also interested to know your background or not in relationship to the field. If you have a background or not, what brought you here?
So I don't have a background that specifically relates to what DDI does.
Yeah.
My background from school itself was psychology and business.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the past 5 years, I was working for a company doing sales and customer relations.
Gotcha.
And I kind of wanted to get out of that, go into more of the helping field. So I saw a position open at DDI, and it was kind of the perfect opportunity. I was able to still do my business role of what I enjoyed, and then also being able to help people. So it is kind of cool in the position that I am. I'm not just behind the scenes doing, I guess, the quote-unquote business aspect the agency. I'm able to kind of get out in the field and see what our individuals are doing at the programs, such as we've been doing different events like the walk that we had mentioned, and we had some of our individuals participate, whether it was volunteering to help us stuff the envelopes with us, mm-hmm. or even just being at the walk. So it's really nice to get to interact with them and see the programs that we're supporting.
You know, the way you frame that, I think, is actually very important and certainly resonates with me also, in that you don't necessarily have to have a personal connection to this field to find your way to it and to be very effective. And, you know, I also like the way you frame the idea of just how important it is to, like, get out and be part of it. So even if you're in some ways part of the business or promotional side of things, and I think this is true of all our support functions, by the way. I mean, you know, whether it's transportation or my world in clinical training and such, we're still very connected to what's happening front and center, like almost like a great theater, a great play. Everybody's involved in putting on this really important production, in no way meaning to minimize what we're doing, of course. So Melissa, in terms of your background as a special education teacher, does that connection as a teacher in New York of this population, does that inform and affect the work you're doing now?
Oh, absolutely. I use a lot of what I learned in the classroom when I write grants. I know through my experience now some of the intricacies when dealing with people with autism challenges. I have approaches already that I know are proven to work.
Absolutely.
And that's part of why I like DDI, is because all of our programs take into consideration the special needs specifically of that population, developmental disabilities and autism.
I liked where you were taking that, by the way. And a couple of things that you were saying that were, like, I think kind of important to me, that we are deeply invested, you know, as a field and certainly from your perspective. So that was a good way of framing it. And what I was going to come back with at that point, I was going to ask you a little bit about some of the challenges around grant writing, because I've done some of that. And I guess my point would be, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about this, is that when I've written grants, it was really helpful for me to have a personal connection to what the field was. So it doesn't sound dry and fake.
Absolutely. Right. When you're writing a proposal or a letter of inquiry, you're painting a picture, and that includes emotions, that includes what you see, what you feel.
No question.
And with a special needs population, the more that you can portray those challenges as real, it does affect the motivation of people to support and try to combat those challenges.
I think that's true. And I love the way you said that. I like what you said about having it to be real and also being able to like authentically portray and be connected to the emotion of what we do. Because I think if you don't have that, then I think the grant becomes like sterile and like a template, like just fill in the demographics and fill in this and then hope that somebody cares. And I don't know, if you can't inject that naturally, it's gonna be hard to fake it.
Well, part of the reason why we're involving a lot more of the people that we serve in our special events, like the walk and like the golf event, is because we feel that interacting with them directly,
right,
really, it immediately creates a bridge
and pulls their
struggle into reality.
So I'm going to throw that right back to you, Alana. The same idea, really, that even though you don't necessarily come out of this field, you know what I mean? How important is it in your mind to learn more and stay connected? And for you, if your pursuit, although you did have a psychology background, so there was a natural interest there.
Yeah, definitely.
But so even in terms of like supporting what we do, Would you agree that it helps to stay connected and kind of like increase your clinical understanding of what we do?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Like Melissa had mentioned, we're trying to encourage more of our individuals to come to events, participate, help us out with things on the back end. It's also really important for our donors to feel that personal connection with them, such as at the golf event, we actually had several of our individuals greeting all of our guests and handing out the goodie bags. So a lot of donors did actually comment saying, wow, that was really great. Normally there's just a volunteer there that's greeting everyone. It was really nice to actually have someone that we're supporting there for us.
What a great note to go to the break on. You know, you're listening to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas. You know, please stay with us. We're going to get right back to you with more information about the importance of fundraising and the necessary connection with the people we support. Stay with us.